This is Marty Foote, the Gumshoe sales rep of KLBB, and we are out on the Gumshoe listening tour again. Today we're talking with Mary Jo, and she told me a story a couple of weeks ago that I just thought was the greatest. And so I really wanted to stop by and chat with her a little bit more, maybe provide some inspiration to some other KLBB listeners out there. But Mary Jo, you mentioned to me that you were planning a very adventurous retirement. And it's coming up fairly soon. What are you doing?
My husband and I are both retiring on April 29th of this year. And within about 2 weeks, we hope to leave Stillwater. We hope that we will have our home sold by that time. And we are going to Michigan, where the boat is that we bought last summer. We bought a 50-foot trawler, it's called. We will be taking it down through Chicago, down the Illinois River, to the Mississippi, and then north on the Mississippi back here to Minnesota. We intend to spend next summer on the St. Croix and the Mississippi rivers. And then in the fall, we will head down the Mississippi and on the start of what is called the Great Loop. And that is going down around Florida, although we do intend to spend the winter in the Bahamas, the winter of 2011-2012. And then the spring of 2012, we will head north up the East Coast and up to the St. Lawrence Seaway and then into the Great Lakes and then back again down through Chicago. So it's about a 6,000-mile round trip, 6,000 to 7,000 miles depending on side trips you take and those kinds of things. And some people have done it in a matter of just a few months. Other people spend a year or two. So we intend to do the Great Loop in about a year.
How long have you been planning this, and what got you started?
Well, my husband grew up boating, and he said that it has been a dream of his since he was a kid to one day own a boat big enough to live on and to travel on large bodies of water. And we started talking about it. We've had a boat most of our married lives, and we started out with a 19-footer and then a 22-footer and then a 23 and then 25 and then 27, and then now we have the 50-foot. And so we've been working on this talking about it for about 10 years, actively planning it for about 5, and then we just found the boat we wanted to do this in last year, in 2010. Friends are, you know, sort of in disbelief. How can you leave all your things? And our kids are very excited about it because, as I said, we've always had boats, and so they grew up on the water, on the St. Croix. And they're really excited because they know that they can spend their winter holidays with Joe and me on the boat. And we have given open invitations to all of our friends that we will keep in touch with them, let them know where we are, and if they would like to, you know, come and cruise with us, say in the Bahamas, around Florida, or something like that. We have 3 staterooms and 3 heads, so we can accommodate, you know, up to 2 other couples. And we do love to travel, and going by boat on the Great Loop is going to give us a fabulously unique glimpse of America.
Do you have any advice for folks who are maybe about to retire or have retired recently who might like to pursue maybe a little more adventure in their retirement plans, as you and Joe are going to do?
You know, I think to retire and sit around is just be crazy. I can't imagine why anybody would do a thing like that. And there is just so much in this world that to find out about. There's college courses to take if you're not interested in traveling. There's so many volunteer opportunities that are desperately needed. But don't sit around and don't work for the rest of your life. Please get out and enjoy life.